Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
This message is called The Good News. In Jeremiah 31:33 and Ezekiel 36, we see the Old Testament prophecies of our new life available to us through Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 31:33 says, "But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds, I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No more shall every man teach his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin I will remember no more." Ezekiel 36:26-28 says, "I will give you a new heart, and I'll put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Then you shall dwell in the land that I give to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God." God has laid out his plans for us here. He's laid out the truths of the new covenant right here that's available to us through Jesus Christ. He's also allowing us the opportunity to inquire of him. Ezekiel 36:37 says, "Thus says the Lord, I will also let the house of Israel inquire of me to do this for them. I will increase their men like a flock." See, God is going to reveal this covenant to us in a personal way as we seek him. We see this in Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I've driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to a place from which I cause you to be carried away captive." Wow. God has good plans for us. God has a future and a hope. God has given us the promises of his covenant, and as we receive the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are born again from the inside out, and the Lord deals with us, and there is a change that takes place in our heart as the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, takes up residence in our hearts and lives. How powerful is that? He tells us here in verse 13 that we're to seek him, that we'll find him when we search for him with all of our heart. See, we learn to trust him. We learn to listen to his word, and we learn to live by his word. He wants more than anything to have a personal relationship with us, for us to have an understanding of his covenant and what is available to us, that we have no longer a heart of stone, but that he's given us a heart of flesh. The word of God says in John 10:10, "The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give you life and to give it more abundantly." See, God wants to give you an abundant life. God wants to give you an overflowing life. And that overflowing life begins the minute you ask the Lord Jesus into your life, because the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, does exactly what we read about in the Old Testament. Aren't you glad today that Jesus paid the price for us to be saved? See, the gospel is heavenly wisdom. The world doesn't understand it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says, "What man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but what the Holy Spirit teaches." Not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. See, we must be born again. We must have the Spirit of God living within us in order to understand those things that are given to us freely by God, because those things are spiritually discerned. That's why we can read the Bible from cover to cover. But unless we have a personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and He comes into our heart and changes that heart of stone into flesh, which is simply asking Him in our heart, we do not have the understanding that we need to put the pieces together to understand what is available to us by God. In Colossians 1, verse 13, he says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. So many times it's so simple that we miss it. We miss that the fact of asking God into our heart is simply saying, Lord Jesus, come into my life, come into my heart. I receive this covenant that you have purchased for me by the blood. What does the gospel say? The new covenant that we read about, the new heart, says to know the Lord, walk in His ways with direction, walk in His ways with wisdom, walk in His ways as we're forgiven, as we trust that He has delivered us from darkness and brought us into life, not because of anything we've done, but because of the love of His Son. See, He presents us holy and blameless and above reproach in His sight. There's nothing that we can do today to earn salvation. But like I said, you can read the Bible cover to cover, but it's surrendering to that word. See, it's like planting a seed into the ground. If I plant a seed into the ground and I do nothing about it, and it doesn't go into the ground, but it's on the flat ground that hasn't been tilled, chances are, as Matthew 13 tells us, the birds are going to come, it's going to take that seed away, and there's not going to be any fruit. However, if I seek the Lord with all of my heart, as we read in Jeremiah 29:11, it says that He will be found by us. And in that, that's like placing that seed into a heart that is surrendering to God, a heart that is seeking God with all of our heart. Guess what happens? That word that we've surrendered to, which is power, gets planted into our lives, and it is alive. The Word of God says that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's powerful, becomes alive, and guess what? We are changed. We're able to live in freedom. We're able to live in wisdom. We're able to live in forgiveness and begin to understand those things that have been freely given to us by God. Isn't that powerful? We think we have to do good works in order to earn our way to heaven. The fact is, we have to know what to believe. We have to know and believe in the sacrifice that Jesus gave to us by the blood that He shed for us on the cross. Isn't that powerful? So I can rest in His love. I can rest in His sacrifice, and if I seek Him with my whole heart, He's going to be found, and there's going to be fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you. Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.
Covenant with Christ International Ministries is located in Cleveland, Texas. We help meet the needs in the community through case management, benevolence programs such as clothing and food distribution, and a charity medical clinic to help those with no health insurance. Please give our office a call at 281-592-5001 to see how we can help you today. God bless you, and thank you for listening to our broadcast.
He restores my soul. The Lord wants to restore to you the joy of His salvation.
Restore me to the joy of your salvation.
He wants to give you a willing spirit to obey.
Give me a willing spirit to
obey. He's not going to cast you out of His presence.
Don't cast me away from your presence.
Lord, we need you.
I need you, Lord.
We need restoration.
I need restoration.
The Lord wants to bring restoration to your life.
You guide
so you can restore others.
You satisfy.
The enemy's come to steal, kill, and destroy. But God is able to give us abundant life. He's able to restore and recover all the years that the enemy has tried to steal. Just let His love wash over you.
I will restore to you.
He's never gonna change His mind.
That have been stolen from you.
He'll bring the restoration to your life.
I will restore.
He'll give you,
to you
His strength.
You will have peace.
Just wait upon the Lord. Just wait upon the Lord. The Lord guides, satisfies me, rebuilds and renews me. He gives us His strength. He refines and renews me, fills me up to overflowing. To you, you will have His plenty, no more shame. See, you're a new person in Christ, a new being, and no longer does your old life and your old ways dictate who you are. Does it dictate your future? Your old life is gone, and a new life has come. You are now a child of the King. His kingdom is light, and there's no darkness there. As you wait on the Lord, your strength will be renewed.
The Lord,
you will have strength, stamina for whatever life brings. He's not a man that He would lie to you, but all of His promises are yes and amen over your life.
Be faithful
to show you what you need to walk in wholeness, in wellness, and for the pieces of your broken life to be put back together again. He's chosen you to take back what the enemy has stolen from you and from others. And He's given you the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. There's nothing too hard
just
for God.
Just wait upon the Lord.
He said, you haven't went too far where I can't find you.
He'll give you
You
His
haven't gotten
strength.
To a place where I can't rescue you.
Wait upon the Lord. He'll give you His strength.
As you wait upon the Lord, your strength will be renewed. You will have strength and stamina for whatever life
he
brings.
He will be faithful to show you what to do. Don't give up. He never gave up on you.
You are in Christ, a new being. No longer does your old life or your old ways dictate your future. Your old life is gone, and a new life has come. You are now a child in my kingdom. He's chosen you to take back what the enemy has stolen from you and from others. And He's given you the authority in the name of Jesus Christ.
Just wait upon the Lord. He'll give you His strength. Wait upon the Lord. He'll give you His strength.
An encouraging word is produced at Mustard Seed Productions, The Sounds of Faith.